today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about how do we avoid bad habits. So be with us. Today is Tuesday, 3rd of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 28th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, 19th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us and listen verse 11 of chapter Al-Isra.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا.
And man supplicates for evil as he supplicates for good, and man is ever hasty.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In fact, the man's haste has its origin in his aspiration for acquiring greater amount of benefits, and his haste for the acquisition of the benefits causes him not to take into consideration the entire perspective and dimensions of the issues. It so happens that such haste does not lead him to the point where he would be able to differentiate what is truly good for him. On the other hand, his passions and low desires will turn and expose differently the true face of reality in his eyes. Therefore, he paves the way to aspire and follow what is evil.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً يا ربي.
How do we avoid bad habits? Science has proven that it is next to impossible to leave a bad habit by trying to simply stop doing it. Until you find why you crave it, unless there is a replacement behavior, it just doesn't work. In his book, The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, Charles Duhigg has drawn an analogy between a habit and a path craved by running water. Even if the water stops flowing for a while, if it ever passes there again, it will pass through the already carved path. This holds through years after we leave a bad habit. Unless our brain creates new pathways to overcome old habits, they cannot be removed. The age-old maximum, no matter how cliché, still rings true: old habits die hard.
بسم
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Have you ever tried so hard to break a bad habit? For those who like to play video games to relieve boredom, we can alter this habit by watching interesting documentaries instead. Another example is for those who fall into pornography or alcohol. You could keep your mind and body busy with activities like exercises or creative activities, which can stimulate us mentally, emotionally, and physically. Therefore, the goal should be to change the habit instead of erasing the habit. And moreover, you have to find something that will help you shift your focus away from the habit itself. The next step that we suggest to you is surround yourself with good people. One of the ways to improve your habits is to improve your social circle. If you are the type to hang out with friends and wasting time, backstabbing others and commit other sins together, it is prime time to pull yourself away from that circle. However, it is crucial to remember that you should be pulling away to improve yourself, but never to discriminate or downgrade your friends and think that you are better than them, for arrogance is much worse and dangerous to the deen and religion.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
You are here with one question, where can I stick reminders? This is one of the powerful questions to ask yourself to break a bad habit. Next to the reasons of why you want to change this habit, it is important to be reminded of the actual habit you're trying to break as much as possible during your day, as habits mostly happen on autopilot. Stick reminders on the wall, all around the house, in the car, at your workplace, on the fridge. You can also use your smart device by setting alarms with a motivational line throughout the day. For example, no talking about others feels so good. Praying on time feels so rewarding. Or not shouting makes me feel so calm. Also, think if you can actively replace this habit with something else. For example, someone once developed the Orange Renault Family Challenge. As soon as one was about to shout, instead they'd say, "Orange Rhino." And if they didn't, others in the house would remind them. They'd also print of orange rhinos and stick them on the walls as visual reminders. You can choose your own orange rhino challenge and substitute or divert your bad habits to something else. This is today's special, and how to build good habits by one strategy. Be strategic. Now that you have identified the root cause of those bad habits, have a plan and then have a backup. Changing needs a lot of motivation and willpower, and to be able to do so, we need to be intentional about it. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Every action depends on the intention behind it. As we slowly remove a bad habit, it will then leave a void. Therefore, without a plan to replace that void, we may easily fall back into our old bad habits. Being strategic can be in many forms, for example, writing down your goals, scheduling rewards for every progress you have achieved, and journaling your progress."
Very much possible to overcome this addiction, this bad habit. First of all, there's different kinds of addictions. When we say an addiction, people have all kinds of addictions. They're not all the same. Someone might have one form of addiction, while someone else will have a second form, a third form. And there are some that can have several kinds of addictions. So let's pinpoint them out. One, and this is quite abundant, this is quite, it's not rare, smoking addictions. There are many people that are addicted to smoking. Most smokers are addicts. They are addicted to smoking, meaning that it is not easy for them to stop. It is not easy for them to quit. They feel that their life depends on it, or that their day depends on it. They can't go throughout the day without smoking, without taking a break. Now, the problem is that smoking has been proven scientifically to harm your health. Depending on the amount that you smoke, it could damage your health. It damages the lungs. It damages your throat. It damages your heart. It could cause heart disease. It can cause heart attacks in the future. It could destroy your arteries. And it could cause cancer. It can cause lung cancer to the minimum. Now, is smoking halal, haram? That's another topic. Most scholars say it's halal. Some scholars say it is haram. Some say that if it is proven to be detrimental to your health, if you smoke a lot to the point that it's detrimental to your health, it's haram. Otherwise, it's halal. We are not talking about whether it's halal or haram right now. We're talking about whether you can overcome this addiction or not. Everyone agrees that it's an undesirable behavior. Even smokers themselves admit that if I'm able to quit, I would quit. They're not proud of what they do. You're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting others, and you're spending an awful amount of money on cigarettes. This is one form of addiction. Another form of addiction, nastajiru billah, is alcoholism. Those that are addicted to alcohol, and they become alcoholics. They're constantly drunk. They live off of alcohol. This is not only detrimental to their health, to their livers, to their kidneys, but they're also putting themselves and others in danger.
Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about good habits and bad habits. So follow us. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي